Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. July 22nd, 2026. Today I'm going to discuss Revelation chapter 6. The program title is Run and Hide. Programs are archived on thispresenttruth.com. You can write me, contact me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Again, run and hide. Revelation chapter 6, verses 16, quote, they called to the mountains and the rocks, I'm going to back up to verse 15, and the kings of the earth, the rulers, the princes, the nobles, the magnates, the generals, the rich people, the powerful people, slaves, the free people, everyone both slave and free, people of every status and economic level, will hide themselves in caves or dens deep in the earth and in the rocks of the mountains. Verse 16, there will come a time when they call on the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne, from the anger, the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day for their anger, wrath has come, the great day. The final judgment, who can stand against it? So, generally, most people are unaware of what is coming to the earth, but the people who are the kings, the prime ministers, the chancellors, rulers, their children, people that have stature in government, they know what is coming. They understand what is coming. But they don't want us. They don't want the common people to know, to even think that we are in a time of not just war, but cataclysmic problems. I'd like to read something to you about Peter Thiel. He is the individual that's the head of Palantir. They develop data integration, analytic software. They're presently here in Denver, Colorado, is where their center is, their business center. The customers are federal agencies. This is AI, basically. State, local governments, international organizations, private companies. I don't know if you've heard of Gotham or Foundry or Apollo and AIP. It's Gotham is an intelligence tool that is used by the military and counterterrorism analysts, including the United States intelligence community. It's a spy on you, spy on everybody, everything, every country, software, and analytics. Police departments, they use Gotham for crime analysis. Apollo is a platform to facilitate continuous integration, continuous delivery. So Palantir and the head of the company, Peter Thiel. President Donald Trump is using Palantir as a company to basically oversee all criminal activity from the Chinese government, all the governments of the world, well, the Islamic organizations in this country, internationally, to protect the United States from the deep state, the hidden hand, shadow government. But it can actually, well, I shouldn't say can be, it will be used against the people of the country. But we cannot stop it. It's in the Bible. And Donald Trump is just carrying out the plan that God has for the people in this country and the world. There would be this type of technology available. We can't stop it. We're going to have to adapt as we can and plan for what is coming. The coming administration will use this technology, but they don't have the coming administration is not going to have the ability to put in place what Donald Trump can put in place. Yes, it will be used on the American people, but it will backfire. It will be used on the New World Order proponents, those that want a one world government. It will work against them. They will get what they want. It will cost them. And when they realize what they've done, they're going to have to run and hide. Presently, Mr. Thiel, this was on a post today at OMA Approach. So there is a region in New Zealand where Peter Thiel and other billionaires are building doomsday bunkers for the geophysical event. So they are planning something for the geophysical event. This is the region in, the region is in, again, New Zealand. And the area in New Zealand is around Queenstown. And there are high peaks, mountains. They're planning for something. These peaks are 5,700 feet, 7,600 feet. Some of the lower ones are 2,300 feet, 2,800 feet. I'm sorry, 9,200 feet, 7,600 feet, 5,700 feet. There are ranges in the area that will protect these people should there be what they call a crustal displacement and spilling of the oceans. Spilling of the oceans. I'd never heard that phrase this way before. The spilling of the oceans, in other words, waves so high they could be 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 feet in height. It's in the Bible. I'm going to read it to you. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verse 25 and 26, quote, "It will seem in the days prior to Christ's return, it will seem like all hell has broken loose. Sun, moon, stars, earth, sea, in an uproar, everyone all over the world in a panic, the wind knocked out of them by the threat of the coming doom and the powers that will be quaking." In another translation, it says the seas that will roar, roaring. In other words, not 40, 60 foot swells, but 1,000 feet, 500 feet high waves. In other words, like they're phrasing it here in this post, that these men realize, these people realize that if something's going to happen, should there be a massive earthquake when these tectonic plates shift, they could have waves a thousand. They've documented waves 1,000 feet tall before. What about a 2,000 foot, 2,500, 3,000 foot wave? Well, this is what you would call spilling over. You know, it's like your sink. You're washing dishes. You walk away. You get a phone. You get a call, and all of a sudden you come back, and your sink is full, spilling over across the counter, onto the floor, into the basement, 3 foot water levels in the basement because you forgot. You went out for coffee and left the water running. So these people, I've heard of, I've seen the ship, a yacht. It's not a yacht, it's a island that Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg has built for himself. It has a heliport on it. It has, the finest navigation available to, you know, it's military-style navigation. Everything happening above, on the surface of the sea, underneath the ocean. This thing is a massive, massive, massive ship. Why? It's a getaway. You don't want to be on shore when the crowds go mad, when the leftists lose it. The powerful people, when the lefties, the rioters, the Bolsheviks, when the zombies go crazy, you don't want to be on shore. You want to get out as far from shore as you can, but you want to make sure that you have these points of refueling, getting food, and then eventually if you have to hunker down, you go to New Zealand, you build your den deep, your palace deep. These locations are not public. And the billionaires, all they have is GPS coordinates. This is in the Post at OM Approach. So they're building their mansions, not above ground, underground. And what did Christ say? There'll come a time when they're going to ask the mountains and the rocks above their heads to fall on them, hide them from the punishment that is coming at Christ's return. Are we in the end days? The people, millions, millions of people, billions, refuse to believe that what Christ said would happen, would happen. 2,000 years ago, he said he would leave. He did leave from the Mount of Olives. He ascended, and he said he would return. Angels said he will return. As you see him leave, ascend, he will descend the same way in the future, roughly 2,000 years into the future. We are there. The world is there. We are in the future. Now, there would be storms, torrential rage, the rains, the winds. We call them typhoons, hurricanes. These tsunamis are going to be massive, whatever's coming. We're starting to have an idea of what is coming. Presently here in the heart of the country, we have massive drought, heat, and then as I'm speaking on today's program, there's another massive alert in the northeast The weather, again, heat and moisture, rains, severe storms, more flash flooding is expected. And it stretches from the Midwest to the Northeast. And there's what they call the severe weather threat. These threats, you know, are basically a 1 to 5. Well, they're between now a 3 and a 5. The effect is going to, this is going to affect about 35 to 50 million people, which will be under a level 2 threat, which was yesterday. And then there are going to be continued storms into today. Now, there's a tropical storm in the Sea of America, the Gulf of America, and they're expecting, this thing is massive. From satellite, it's covering at least minimum a third of the Gulf. And they're expecting high tides, and the water levels could go up 2 to 4 feet above the ground at the mouth of the Mississippi River. And it's called it's a tropical depression, Bertha. Definitely going to be causing havoc in the south and the Gulf, along the northern part of the Gulf there, along Louisiana, Mississippi, all the other, these states in that area. So what I'm saying is this whole country is being hit with either heavy rains, heat, drought, forest fires. There's a new forest fire in Idaho, massive. 2 or 3 fires, they decided to have a powwow. They've joined. So now you've got one massive, from what I've heard lately, one major forest fire. In Canada, forest fires raging, causing pollution into the northern states. Donald Trump has told Carney, of the Prime Minister of Canada, that we're going to impose tariffs because this is really, is this an accidental, is this these fires in Canada, are they accidental? Anymore, we can't just assume Mother Nature is, a squirrel running across power lines, a lightning storm, maybe a meteor hitting the ground causing fires. There's a big percentage of these, forest fires are man-made, intentional. So if the wealthy people, the billionaires of the world, if they are planning for catastrophic events, what about the common man? What about just the individuals? You know, I'm not talking about what's happening with the war-torn areas in Africa and the conflicts all over the world. But what about, like I had stated yesterday on the previous program, God speaks to the people that don't know Him through the environment, through weather, through earthquakes, through volcanoes, through just what happens naturally in the environment. God speaks to mankind through what God Christ stated would happen in Matthew 24. There'd be a time where there'd be wars, rumors of wars. There'd be things that would happen, no answers. there'd be no solutions. What's a solution to the war in Russia and Ukraine? What's the solution? This war is interesting between what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. Most people are missing something that is very important in that war. You have basically in that region, the people are either they're Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Ukrainian Orthodox, Hungarian, that is basically a center of Orthodox Christianity. And what is occurring is you have these members in these churches at war with each other. This has always been a principle for the last 2,000 years. The big threat to the devil and his kingdom is Christianity, true Christianity. I don't mean nominal, meaning in name only. I mean true believers of Jesus Christ, and wars that occur pit these family members against one another. The Civil War, Christian families in the North, Christian families in the South, at war, murdering, killing each other. What a grand strategy. The threat to Satan is not generally the people of the world. It's the people of the world are an inconvenience. I say that because to the wealthy, to the powerful, to the elite, the poverty that the people suffer is an inconvenience. That's why they call them useless eaters. There's no empathy for those who are starving. Starvation is a way to thin the herd. And that's the way these rulers of the world look at mankind. They're just a herd, like cattle in the field, sheep on the hills. The problem is the people that are their term, useless eaters. World War I, World War II, there's always Christian people, true believers in a battlefield, and the enemy are the other believers on the other side. And what's happening again in Russia and Ukraine, once again, the threat to the kingdom of darkness are the Christian, true Christian people. This has always been the threat to the kingdom of darkness. This is why in the epistle, first epistle of John, John refers to two types of people, the children of God, the children of the devil. And the way you can distinguish the difference between the two are those that love righteousness, those that love unrighteousness. And then there is a second target of the devil. It's against the Jewish people. It's in the Bible. The devil, it says in Revelation 12, it speaks of a great dragon. It says that there's a great sign in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, moon under her feet, crown of 12 stars on her head. She's pregnant. She cries out because she was in labor, in pain from giving birth. This is the nation of Israel giving birth to Messiah. Then another sign appeared in heaven, a great fiery red dragon, 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 royal crowns in his heads. His tail swept a third of the heaven's stars and threw them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child, who is Christ. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was snatched up to God and his throne. The woman fled into the desert, where God has prepared a place for her that she will be taken care of for 1,260 days. This is a very deep, it does refer to the nation of Israel giving birth to Messiah, the dragon, his attempt to immediately destroy the child, which did occur when he was born. Mary and Joseph had to take Christ, had to flee out of the region. Herod was looking to destroy him, all the male children from 2 years of age and younger were all killed, hoping to destroy the Messiah. But the Messiah was protected in another location. So the Jewish people have always been a target of the dragon. The Jewish people have always been a target of the children of the dragon. Like John in the first epistle stated, there are two types of people. They are the children of God, the children of the devil. So there are distresses coming on the earth. I emphasize that the people that are good people, that live by their conscience, they may not necessarily be religious. They may not know anything about Christianity in this country and worldwide, but they do know that they are basically at the mercy of the culture, the society, the environment, the economic, whatever happens in the economy, whatever happens with conflicts in the area, in the region, war. They do know that on one hand, they do make decisions to better their lives if possible, but on the other hand, there are things that are outside of their control. In the book of, I'm giving you these verses to this audience that may not know Christ, to help you understand that everything you think is actually in the Bible. I'll give you another verse. This is out of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. 9:11. I'm reading this out of the Common English Bible. This was Solomon. He said, I also observed under the sun that the race doesn't always go to the swift. I've seen in my lifetime people that are the fastest and they don't win. I watch previous Olympics and other races, college track events. And the person that is the one that's most likely to win the race doesn't. And it's what this is what Solomon says right here. I observed under the sun, the race doesn't always go to the swift. Secondly, nor the battle to the strong. There are many times in a battlefield, in Vietnam, I've been watching Vietnam history, World War II history, and when the odds were against the American forces, either in Vietnam or in World War II, things would happen, things would change, and a small company of men would defeat an army of 1,000 or 1,000 would defeat 6,000 over in the Okinawa. The battle is not always to the strong. Thirdly, food to the wise. There are people that are very brilliant, that are wise, that have great wisdom, and they go hungry. They go to bed at night with hunger pains. This is the world we live in. There are people that don't know God, and we all live in this principle, whether we be Christian, Jewish, whether we be non, in every country, doesn't matter. Every person lives in this principle. Sometimes you're at the forefront and you lose the race. You're in a battle. You think you're going to win. Court cases, a lot of times, divorce cases. One of the two in the divorce proceedings believes they're going to win, and they don't. It goes either way. Then there are those that are very wise, and they go to bed hungry. Then it also says, number four, nor wealth to the intelligent. Many people, brilliant, but they never do become wealthy. This is just the way things are in life. I'll give you an example. Nikola Tesla. This man was absolutely, totally brilliant, and he barely got through life because the people around him that were stealing his technology made sure that he was always, dependent on them. Nor wealth to the intelligent. He died basically penniless. Then number five, or favor to the knowledgeable. There are people that know a lot of things, that understand quite a bit, that in their groups that they, in corporations that they work for, very knowledgeable. They program, they're just very, very productive for the company, and they don't have any favor. They aren't recognized. They are just another employee. They contribute a lot to the knowledge that they have, but they don't ever have, they're never acknowledged. They don't get to stand at a banquet, receive an award, no favor, none. Then it finishes off by saying, because time and chance happen to them all. Time and chance. You flip a coin, it's not guaranteed it's going to come down heads. You want it to come down heads, no guarantee. Time and chance. You being another translation is out of the Taylor Bible. It states, being at the right place at the right time. Being at the right place at the right time. There are people that are just at the right place at the right time, and it just works on their behalf. In my lifetime, I've been at the right place at the right time. Or being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Sometimes we're in the wrong place at the wrong time, and life goes a different direction. People don't know necessarily, they are maybe not aware of the events that are occurring in the world and how these events actually are in the Bible. They're in the Scripture, New Testament, Old Testament. And they think that, well, like many think today, people think, many Christian friends, some, a lot, I hear it on the videos that I watch, pastors that I listen to. Well, Christ may come. We're not sure that Christ will come in our lifetime. It's probably another 20 years out. I've heard some say that it's 100 years out, and they go about, you know, looking at their retirement, making investments, planning for their children's future, and they're not aware of anything that the Bible says about the time in which we live. A terrible example, but it's the one that catches everybody's attention. The world is going to a cashless society, a cashless system. We're going to be cashless societies. It's going to be digital. It's going to be numbers. The countries of the world, they're no longer printing money to, you know, $1 billion to send to. It did happen in the past. Dollars offshore, dollars onshore. Some of the American dollars that we use in this country are not used in other countries. I think there's a separate system. You send $1 billion to a country. Well, that takes energy, space, time. But now, with a push of a button, it is done in seconds, 3, 4, 5 seconds, and the transfer is complete. This is the world that the Bible says the world that we would be in before Christ descends and sets his foot on the Mount of Olives. We are near that time. I can say that, yeah, it says there's going to be wars, rumors of wars. Well, there's a little latitude. There's a little fudge factor there. We can say, well, maybe, you know, things will settle down. They're not going to settle down. But with digital, a system where there is no currency, that is there's not much of a fudge factor in that. We are going into that system very shortly. We hear it on the news all the time. We may not like it. The government doesn't want to send checks to the senior citizens because each check is about a $3 process. You get 1 million people, that's $3 million just for sending checks out every month. So what are they doing? Direct deposit. Or they load up a card at the beginning of every month. Are we logically thinking about it? Are we near the time of Christ's second coming? I'll take you to another example that I know people don't like. Revelation chapter 13, going back to the cashless system. There's going to be a time when you can't buy and you can't sell unless you worship, take a mark, or have a number. It's coming. And with these programs that I do, we can't change anything. We can't change the conflict with the political parties in this country. Can't change it. These programs are not to try to I'm in favor of Republican or Democrat. No. I am looking at what the Bible says that I cannot change. I have to accept it. I have to accept that there are going to be wars, continuing wars, the wars are going to become more intensive. And the magnitude is they're going to expand, expanding wars, more intense. Can I change it? No. Do I vote for Republican, Democrat? I didn't vote in the last election because I know what the Bible says is going to happen. And so because of that, I don't need to involve myself. But I have the right to participate if I want. This is the right we have been given. We have the right to vote. And to change things, I am thankful that there are these people, there are the American people who are active in politics on both sides. I am 100% for our system in this country. I am for the Constitution, the rights of the Constitution, and the system that we have in America is the best in the world. But at the same time, as a minister, I do look at things biblically, the time that we're in, and I can decide whether to participate or not. My mother-in-law, she would get angry with me if I would discuss anything like this. But I told her, I said, I participate. I said, I pay my taxes. You know, I don't go 20 miles over the speed limit. 19, but not 20. And I told her, I have the right to vote or not vote, to participate or not participate, to, you know, if I want to support people that are running for office, I can support them. But I've been put in a different position in my service to Christ. I warn people about what is coming, where we've been, where we are, where we're going. Can I change the corruption in this country? No. Is the reason for these programs to change things? No. It's to warn. And in the process of warning people as to what's coming, can I change things? Hopefully. People who don't believe God is real, God exists, that God is coming, that Christ is returning, I do hope I can convince them that, and they would understand that with the Bible verses that I give on the programs that I present, these will help people stop and observe. There are going to be these tidal waves, as we would call them, that are going to spill over. They're going to be, 1,000-foot tidal wave hitting the coast of California. That's going to come in inshore, depending on the mass behind it, probably almost into Nevada in the southern part of California. What's it going to do to the East Coast? What was the movie, 2012, that came out, I don't know how many years ago, but the oceans spilled over. And they had these massive ships, like Noah's Ark in principle. Certain people were given a, I guess, a ticket simply to board these ships, so they could save themselves. These people that write these, the screenwriters that write these movies, they do have some insight. They do see things. They do look. They're creative in their imagination. A lot of this that they consider is in the Bible. The matter of these storms. I know that the wealthy people, they see these things coming. They have the way to get away. They have the means to leave an area. They're on their yacht. The onboard systems can show them where they're going to run into inclement weather, and they steer around it. They don't take these things to the southern tip of South America and come around through the bottom from the Pacific to the Atlantic by going south there in the, what is that, Cape, I forget what it's called, at the south end of South America. They go through the canal. They go through the canal. Chinese, they don't go around the southern tip of Africa. They don't like to go around the southern tip of South America. They don't like to go around the southern tip of Africa. They use the canals, the Suez Canal. Or, in the summer, they go over the top, over Russia, drop down into Greenland, into northern Europe. We, the people, the common man, we have to do what we can do to protect ourselves, but we don't have the means to leave a country. But Peter Thiel, he can hop a jet, not and his own jet, fuel, and he's gone. He can land in Brazil, land in, you know, I don't think he wants to land in Mexico City, but he'll land in a private airfield, maybe one of the Rockefeller fields down in Brazil or Argentina or Bolivia. They all, you know, birds of a feather flock together. But New Zealand, they're in high areas so that the waves won't splash over onto their bunkers. Like Solomon was saying in Ecclesiastes 9:11, the same thing happens to us all, being at the right place at the right time. And as a Christian, and I mean Christian, I mean not, I don't play games with my faith. I am not apostate. I watch what I read in the scripture to interpret as clearly as possible. I try to interpret prophecy as clearly as possible. I'm very careful because I can affect many, many people. I don't want to steer them wrong in a wrong direction. Do we have 20 years? I don't believe so. 50 years? I don't think so. The signs are too numerous. A one world government with a system where you can't buy and sell unless you take a mark, a number, or worship. What kind of country, kingdom would that be? There's communism, fascism, socialism, but you have another ism that's in Revelation chapter 13. It's man worship, not government worship. Socialists, communists, they worship the government. Government provides from birth to death, cradle to grave. That's communism. But this, what is coming in Revelation chapter 13, is not socialism. It may use socialism, communism. It may be part of the society. Fascism. We may be a fascist nation, but what's this fourth creature? What's this fourth thing that's coming? You can't eat. You can't buy. You can't sell. There's no commerce. They put a complete restriction on, you're restricted in capitalism in any of its buying and selling, working, which you have is yours to spend as you desire. I'm a capitalist. The Democrats, they're capitalists. You cannot, in this country, you cannot declare that you are not a capitalist in one way or another. What they're saying is, we want capitalism just for us, not for anybody else. We're capitalists. We want to invest in the stock market. We want to be stock market Nancy. We're capitalists. Or like Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. You know, Facebook, social media. No, he's a capitalist. But not for you. Not for the common people. All these people at the top, how did they become so wealthy? The royals of Europe, the families of this country, capitalism. Freedom to acquire what you can with the work of your hands, but just for them, not for anybody else. The way that you know that you're at the right place at the right time is through truth. Through truth. If you, like in World War I, American people, they didn't want to be involved. But in the back of their mind, clear back in the dark chambers at the back of the brain, they were thinking, wait a minute, we better prepare because our children may just end up going to war in Europe. And the people that thought like that, the Christian people, they began to pray for their children, for their grandchildren, for their children to their friends, for the youth that would be going. They began to pray. It happened in World War II. Well, we don't want to be, we want to, you know, there's war in Europe and we want to stay out. And, but in the back of the mind of these women in the churches, the mothers and the fathers, they started thinking, we better begin to pray. And for you that listen that are not Christians, you can pray. God will hear your prayers. You can make your requests also. You can pray. And you can ask God, you need to pray, whether you know him or not, whether you believe he exists or not, pray to Christ Jesus. Don't pray to the air. Don't pray to a statue. Don't pray to an emblem, to something sitting on your wall. You pray to God himself. I heard something interesting that the Chinese have this building in China that Donald Trump, when he was visiting Xi Jinping a couple of months ago, I think it was called something Palace of Heaven, something like that. I forget the name. But in that building, back 900, maybe 1,000 years before Christ, the Chinese people, the emperor, realized that there was one true God, and he built that temple of heaven to the one true God. Xi Jinping took Trump into that building. They didn't know who God was, but they built that temple to the one true God, the temple of heaven, to Christ himself before he even came. This is the way mankind, God has given mankind this kind of ability to pray to him, though they don't know him. But as you make your request to him and your prayers are answered, eventually there will be a visit between you and this individual who created the universe. His name is Jesus Christ. He did create the universe. He did place the stars. He is the very God himself. Within the Jewish religions, they even ask Christ, if you are God, tell us, just tell us. He said, look at the works that I do. That will tell you. I walk across the water. Your own teachers of the past. Anybody who could walk on water is God. Here, I walk on water for you. You know about it. It's telling you that I am God. I am. Who can heal? Who can cause the blind to see? Who can cause the lame to walk? Who can take a child that is demon-possessed and has the authority to bind that spirit, cast him out, and then the child is made whole in his brain, in his mind. He can think. He's free. With these programs, I don't want to just present info. Everybody is presenting info, insight, something new, something great. That's good. We need to know. If you're going to walk into quicksand, you need to know that it's up ahead and where it's at. You need the geo-coordinates. But at the same time, you need to know that if you do end up in the quicksand, there is someone who can rescue you in time and in eternity. And his name is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Sheshu. He can help you. Jesus. I do know I have a Spanish, a Mexican audience. Jesus Cristo. They know who this is. They cast out demons in Mexico under the name of Jesus Cristo. Because the name Jesus Christ translates to every language known. And the demons of hell know it. The wealthy people of the world, they know something is coming. They don't want you to know. They want you to get caught in whatever's coming and have no hope. Well, we're all going to go through something. You can go through it alone, or you can go through it with Christ himself. Everybody has free will. Don't go through life without the Lord. I made a decision when I was 25 that I had 25 pretty good years, very great, unbelievable, wonderful years, being born in the baby boom generation, traveling, swimming, you know, in rivers and riding bikes and less evil, didn't need much. We'd take a 13-mile trip to a little river up by the mountains. We didn't take any food, water, anything. We would just go, find some apples on the way. We'd get there. They had clean water and ride our bikes back with sandals, shorts, T-shirt. And here we are running down the busy street, and we were safe. ThisPresentTruth.com, two sections, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, This Present Truth site. Again, ThisPresentTruth.com, tell your friends. They need to know. Tell your family members. They need to know. I'll tell you the truth. I won't lie to you. Hard times are coming. Go into the hard times with Christ or without him. It's going to be tough even with him, but still you'll have him with you. Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. God bless you. God bless this audience. God help this audience. Bye.